Hey everyone, I'm Gage Jackson. Here are some top stories we're following right now. As many of you may know, today we commemorate Juneteenth, recalling when the last slaves were set free in Texas in 1865, 2 years after President Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation. President Biden signed a bipartisan bill Thursday, officially establishing Juneteenth as a federal holiday. To many, it marks a long overdue acknowledgement of America's black history and the tragic legacy of slavery. But some advocates say more is needed to heal the wounds.
And what I hope to see is that following the passing of this law that makes the federal holiday and the signing of the president, that we get on those reparations so that African Americans across this country can say that they got the big payback.
Yes, sir. Come on with it.
But this is not a payback. This is a kickoff to the payback. And we expect substance to follow the creation of this holiday.
Meanwhile, many holiday events along the northern Gulf Coast had to be canceled this weekend as Tropical Storm Claudette makes its way inland. The third named storm of the season is threatening heavy rainfall and flash flooding in areas stretching from Louisiana to the Florida Panhandle. And millions are under an array of storm warnings as Claudette packs sustained winds of 45 miles per hour. But it is forecast to be downgraded to a tropical depression by sometime tonight. And if you've been vaccinated for COVID-19, I'm sure many of you are still wondering, will I need to follow up and get another shot? That's something the CDC hopes to have answered soon.
So we want to be ahead of this booster question. We're making plans now should we need them soon, but we're actually actively looking at the science. This will be a topic of next week's advisory committee to the immunization practices panel next week at CDC.
Stick around because more top stories are coming right up. I'm Gage Jackson, and this is Newsy.